Rat Pack, where you at?
What's going on? It's the FTN Fantasy Football Podcast. My name is Jeff Ratcliffe, and it is Wednesday, November 15th, week 11. Rankings are here. 1 month left for a lot of us in the fantasy football regular season. Let's dive right into it. And at the top of quarterback rankings, I do want to say, hey, Deshaun Watson, you probably already saw the news. He will be out for the remainder of the season. A lost year in a lot of ways for Deshaun Watson for fantasy football purposes for sure, but just in general. And it looks like the Browns are going to give DTR, Dorian Thompson-Robinson, the UCLA product, the opportunity to start. And honestly, PJ Walker was not particularly good. A Tebow-esque completion percentage, under 50% on the season in those three starts that he had. So I guess it can't get much worse. DTR does have some mobility. He will be viable in Superflex. All starting quarterbacks should be rostered in Superflex. So if you're out there wondering, should you pick him up? If you need a third quarterback, you could do worse. You could do Tommy DeVito. But obviously this week, I would say DeVito's probably the only player that DTR is going to be ahead of. He'll be way down there with Zach Wilson, Aiden O'Connell, Kenny Pickett in that portion of rankings. At the top of rankings, the two quarterbacks who were on bye last week, the two elite quarterbacks at least, there were four starting quarterbacks on bye last week, but Patrick Mahomes, Jalen Hurts, I don't care what order you have them in. The moral is, Monday is going to be very fun. What a great start to the Thanksgiving week. Josh Allen at three. So the team did move on from Ken Dorsey as their offensive coordinator, and Joe Brady is going to get another crack here. We last saw him as an offensive coordinator with the Carolina Panthers under that just ill-fated Matt Rule regime. But Joe Brady did have a ton of success at LSU. Remember that all-time great roster that had Joe Burrow and Justin Jefferson, Jamar Chase, etc. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, everybody loves him. All those guys, Terrace Marshall was on that squad. Joe Brady was the offensive coordinator there, so who knows, but Josh Allen's still elite. Lamar Jackson, I know it hasn't been great this season at times, but then there are other times where it's been absolutely amazing. Let's say this, it hasn't been consistent this season, but I really do like him at home against the Bengals tomorrow night. Dak Prescott, moving on up. He is at number five for the week. He's been one of the hottest fantasy quarterbacks over the last month. Tua Tagovailoa at six, coming back from bye, gets the Raiders. I like that spot. C.J. Stroud at seven. Every year there are quarterbacks who emerge. Surprise options. C.J. Stroud is one of the biggest this year for fantasy purposes. Gets Arizona at home this week. Justin Herbert at eight. I will say this until I'm blue in the face. It isn't him. He's great. That defense, there are major problems there, but he's been playing amazing football. And some weeks they don't need him to do that much, like if Austin Eckler scores a couple touchdowns and get out to a big lead. But I don't think that's going to be one of these weeks in Green Bay at Lambeau Field. Green Bay's tough. I mean, Jordan Love has some deficiencies for sure, but they're a tough team. Kyler Murray, welcome back to the top 10. The mobility was what really struck me with him last week. He's a quarterback nine. Another surprise this season for fantasy purposes, Sam Howell is at 10. It's against the Giants. Giddy up. Then Joe Burrow at 11. It is a tougher matchup, but he's still a top 12 option. And then right at 12 this week, Josh Dobbs. Does he get Justin Jefferson back? Well, that will impact his ranking for sure this week. But still, it is Denver, so I actually like the spot for him. Right on the outside looking in, Jared Goff, Brock Purdy. Don't mind using those guys. They'll shuffle around a little bit. As of right now, I have Justin Fields tentatively at quarterback 17. I don't see him moving up into the top 12, but he could end up moving up a spot or two if you were wondering if you should use him this week. If you have a better option, if you've been rolling with somebody else and it's one of those guys I ranked ahead like in the top 12, it might be wise to see what you have with Fields in his first start back instead of just tossing him into lineups. Over to running back Christian McCaffrey. Duh. I mean, let's start another touchdown streak this week. Austin Eckler at two gets a really nice matchup. That's how you attack Green Bay. They are a run funnel defense. Travis Etienne at three. I know last week wasn't good. This isn't a great matchup, obviously, against Tennessee. They're a tough run defense, but you can't keep a good man down. Josh Jacobs, I love the way the interim regime has used him over the last 2 weeks. He's at 4, heavy volume for him. Breece Hall, I suspect he bounces back against Buffalo. Let's be clear, Javonte Williams had himself a pretty decent day there against Buffalo on Monday. And also, surprisingly enough, the Jets cut Michael Carter, not the defensive player either, the running back. So that could mean an extra target or two in the passing game for Breece Hall. Tony Pollard at 6. Okay, don't turn the podcast off right now. All right, hear me out. Hear me out. We have reached Timmy T territory. And if you don't know what that means, there was this really cheesy one-hit wonder song in the early 90s by a guy called Timmy T. I'm not making this up. And the song title was One More Try. We are going to give him one more try. If it doesn't happen this week, in what should be a very favorable game script against Carolina, great matchup, then it ain't happening, and we'll reevaluate from there. But one more try, Tony Pollard, one more try. Jahmyr Gibbs up at 7. Okay, so touch volume, yes, but it was even more so the fact that he got goal line carries with David Montgomery back in the mix that has him now in the top 10. Joe Mixon at 8, scored in 3 straight games. Javonte Williams just talked about his great performance this past week, and it's 55 touches over the last 2 weeks. Kenneth Walker remains that lead back there for Seattle. Not the best matchup, but he's going to see some volume in that game. DeAndre Swift, speaking of volume, in his last 8 games played, so excluding essentially the first game of the season, DeAndre Swift has at least 15 touches in every single one of those games. So the volume is very, very, very much in his favor. Saquon Barkley at 12. Ugh, the team sucks. It really does. I'm sorry, Giants fans. But your quarterback situation is absolutely brutal. The good news is if you keep losing, you're probably going to have a pretty good quarterback situation next year. But Barkley's still usable. Aaron Jones at 13. His explosive ability is back. He looks healthy. I don't mind the spot against that Chargers defense. Everybody puts points up against them, seemingly. Brian Robinson Jr. Now, ordinarily, I'd be like, oh, this is a Brian Robinson Jr. week, right? Game script against the Giants, should have a big lead, favorable matchup. But he even showed last week, oh, he can get some stuff done in the passing game, too. Okay, I see you, Brian Robinson. Tentatively, Devon Achane at 15. This is a little bit of a hedge in case he's not activated. But if he is, he will move into the top 10. In fact, I could say he'll probably be right at 8 ahead of Joe Mixon. Isaiah Pacheco at 16. Tough matchup, but he'll see volume. Derrick Henry backsliding to 17. The offense isn't really able to move the ball that effectively. We'll see how they do against Jacksonville, but more of an RB2 play this week. David Montgomery at 18. He's still going to be in the mix. It's a two-man backfield in Detroit, even if Gibbs is more of the lead going forward. And that's not guaranteed, by the way. Rashad White at 19, tough matchup for him against San Francisco, but the beauty to Rashad White, even if he doesn't get anything done on the ground, he's going to catch 4, 5, 6 balls, you know, for like 50, 60 yards. He'll hit double digits just with his ability in the passing game, and then the rest is gravy from there. James Conner at 20, honestly thought he looked pretty good, even though the fantasy numbers weren't there last week. I thought he looked pretty good. Very encouraging here for the stretch run, and he's back in the RB2 conversation. Jerome Ford at 21. I'm not going to knock the offense. I'm not going to ding it too much without Deshaun Watson. I had already had Watson sort of throttled back because of the ankle issue. We didn't know the shoulder issue was going to be as severe as it is. But basically, like, Watson wanted to play through this too, by the way. And they were like, dude, if you get another hit, like, your shoulder's going to fall apart. You need surgery. So anyway, but I still like Jerome Ford as a back end RB2. Raheem Mostert at 22. Yes, Achane will, you know, take the lead if he's back, but they'll still use Mostert. And I like this matchup against the Raiders. Devin Singletary playing himself up into the RB2 conversation. I don't know if Pierce is back, but I think he may have leapfrogged him anyway. Tentatively, I have Ty Chandler at 24. Now, this is a great matchup against Denver, that is. But there's no guarantee that Alexander Mattison's going to miss this game. Like, he's in concussion protocol, and we really won't find out anything until tomorrow, likely. Like, I guess he could go limited today, and if he goes limited today, he's going to play. But I suspect he'll be DNP today. Now, tomorrow, if he's DNP again, he won't play, almost certainly. If he's limited, he'll be on track to play. So don't get too crazy here with Ty Chandler. Like, he'll be involved if Madison plays, but don't get too crazy there. All right, on the outside looking in, but flex-worthy, let's start with Jaylen Warren, Najee Harris. So Jaylen Warren is the air quotes starter, but that doesn't mean that Harris isn't going to play. And it doesn't mean it's going to be like a 70-30 split. I think it's going to go from 55-45 in terms of snap share, which was previously in Harris's favor, to now being in Warren's favor. So Warren's like a slightly better option, but they're both flex plays this week. James Cook is down here, Chuba Hubbard, Gus Edwards, and Keaton Mitchell. So I have Edwards at 29, Keaton Mitchell at 33. You could potentially use Keaton Mitchell this week. His workload still isn't going to be big, but it should be larger than last week. Daryl Henderson down here, Deontay Foreman, and that is if Khalil Herbert is back. I have it ranked that way. I do prefer him over Khalil Herbert. Zach Charbonnet, Kareem Hunt for his goal line work, Antonio Gibson because he has had five catches in each of his last three games. Let's go over to wide receiver. Tyreek Hill, thankfully, is back. He is so much fun. So is A.J. Brown at two. I mean, these guys have been absolutely amazing. And speaking of amazing, Amon-Ra St. Brown. So he's got four straight 100-yard performances, monster performance last week. He has 100-plus yards in six of his last seven games. That's pretty awesome right there. Speaking of awesome, I mean, the top of this group is just is incredible this week. So CeeDee Lamb is maybe the hottest receiver in fantasy over the last 3 weeks. He's at four. Keenan Allen at five had another game with 11-plus receptions. That's his 15th career game. That's insane. Cooper Kupp at six. Okay, so I do expect Matthew Stafford to start. I'm not obviously too bullish. I have him at quarterback 20 for quarterback rankings, but I think it helps Cooper Kupp a lot. And here's why I am pretty confident that he does start. They don't have anybody on their roster, including practice squad, other than Carson Wentz, a guy who joined the team less than 2 weeks ago. So moving on from Brett Rypien, bringing Carson Wentz in as a backup, that's fine. They're going to start him. They're going to start Matthew Stafford. So that's very good for Cooper Kupp. Ja'Marr Chase at seven. He's off the injury report. I don't love this matchup, but it's Ja'Marr Chase. Come on. All right, Justin Jefferson at eight. Will he be activated? Same question we had for Devon Achane. I don't know. I hope. And if he is activated, he said he's not going to be activated until he's 100%. So if he's activated, this dude's 100%. And that means he's 100% in starting lineups for me, which Josh Dobbs not too bad, not too shabby. Stephon Diggs at nine, backsliding a little bit, and gets the Jets. It's all right, though. He's still top 10 option. Jaylen Waddle at 10. I expect this Miami passing game to be firing on all cylinders this week. Brandon Ayuk at 11, finding the end zone last week. Didn't really have to do that much, or else it would have been a bigger game. They didn't have to do anything. They blew him out. And we do know, by the way, you can throw on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We saw that a couple weeks ago. Speaking of Tampa Bay, on the other side, Mike Evans. He has scored in six of nine games this season. Tank Dell at 13. This is assuming, well, I have Nico Collins ranked, but he's at 32. So it's a little bit of a hedge there. Like if Nico Collins is 100%, Tank Dell will move back, but not much. And Nico Collins would move up, but not much. If Nico Collins doesn't play, then obviously Noah Brown would move up. Currently, Noah Brown is ranked 40th among wide receivers. After Dell, Adam Thielen has backslid over the last 2 weeks, and it's not just him, it's the overall state of the offense, but it's tough to trust him as anything more than the front end wide receiver too. Devontae Smith at 15. Okay, so no Dallas Goedert, right? Goddard's going to be out for a little bit here. The initial timetable was 4 to 6 weeks. With Goddard on the field, any given week, it was like, is this a Smith week or is this a Goddard week? Well, now with him out, it's a Smith week. And we're back to front-end wide receiver two territory for him. Garrett Wilson at 16. He's so stinking good. And I guess Zach Wilson is good enough to keep him up in this wide receiver two range. Devontae Adams backsliding. He could see a Jalen Ramsey shadow this week. But also, just there's some limitations, obviously, with Aiden O'Connell under center. Puka Nacua at 18. He'll also benefit from Stafford being back. Deebo Samuel at 19. Doing Deebo Samuel things. The multiple player that he is, versatile. And hey, I don't care if he scores a rushing touchdown, it's still a touchdown. DK Metcalf at 20. Love the ceiling that we get with DK Metcalf. Could be a challenging matchup, though, against the Rams. Christian Kirk at 21, clearly the top pass catcher for the Jaguars. DeAndre Hopkins at 22. He's going to go as rookie Will Levis goes, but still a wide receiver two option. Tyler Lockett at 23, same goes for him, as I said about DK Metcalf. All right, so Amari Cooper, tentatively at 24. I may move him back a little bit because, honestly, I did this assuming I ran the projections model, assuming it was going to be PJ Walker. And then right before I hit record, I saw Dorian Thompson Robinson, but he'll still be in wide receiver three territory. Still usable. Obviously, it puts a little bit of a damper on things. Terry McLaurin at 25. He's benefiting from Sam Howell's play. DJ Moore should benefit from Justin Fields. So not as much of a cap. Like Tyson Bajan had that cap because he wasn't going to push the ball downfield. Fields will throw the ball vertically, so that does help things out for DJ Moore, but it's still some volatility in Fields' first game back. Cortland Sutton at 27, trending up a bit. Not a bad matchup against Minnesota as well. Marquise Brown at 28. I do suspect that Kyler Murray prioritizes getting him the football a little bit more this week. Deontay Johnson at 29. I mean, Kenny Pickett's play really puts a limitation on both Johnson and George Pickens, who's outside of the top 36 in flex territory. Jordan Addison at 30. Now, he will move up into the top 24 if Jefferson doesn't play. Chris Godwin at 31. I mentioned Nico Collins at 32. Calvin Ridley at 33. How the mighty have fallen. Zay Flowers at 34. I love Zay Flowers. I do. It's just we haven't seen a particularly high ceiling out of him at all this season. And really, it's a limitation of the offense. They're just still going to be more of a run-heavy offense. That's just the nature of the beast. Tyler Boyd at 35. Tentatively, he may move up a bit here. I don't expect, and really I don't think anybody expects T. Higgins to play, but you're looking at wide receiver three. He may even move to like the front end of the wide receiver three territory. So if you picked him up, you got a nice rental play here. It is a tough matchup, though. Jacoby Myers at 36, rounding out that top 36. Just on the outside looking in, Rashee Rice, Jahan Dotson, as I mentioned, George Pickens and Noah Brown down here. Both the Green Bay receivers, Romeo Doubs and Christian Watson. Obviously, they have some limitations due to Jordan Love. Jerry Jeudy backsliding a little bit down to flex territory. Jaxon Smith-Njigba. Gabe Davis backsliding down here as well. Can't really trust him. Brandon Cooks moving up into flex territory, as is Jaden Reed. But again, Jordan Love. All right, so this week at tight end, I actually have nine. This is a lot. Nine tight ends that I feel, if I have any one of these nine, I'm okay. Like, I don't really feel that concerned. All right, you ready? Travis Kelce, duh. TJ Hockenson, also duh. Mark Andrews, the youth movement here of Sam Laporta, Dalton Kincaid, and Trey McBride, George Kittle, Evan Ingram, Dalton Schultz, and maybe a fringe number 10 in Jake Ferguson because he is scoring touchdowns. So definitely the top nine, even if I had Ferguson. Like if I have Ferguson, I know I don't need to stream this week, so I guess I feel good about him too. So let's call it 10. 10 guys. All of a sudden, now it's not like quarterback where it's like, yeah, I could start any of these 20 guys and be okay. It's not there yet, but that's about as deep as this position's been in a long time in terms of like, hey, these are all viable starters. Now, if I don't have one of those 10 guys, I think I can go down to from 11 to 20, and there's almost no difference between these guys for me. I mean, this is the order I prefer them, but we're separated by like fractions of a point. So it's Cole Kmet, David Njoku, yes, even with DTR under center, Logan Thomas, Luke Musgrave, Tyler Conklin, Cade Otton, Tyler Higbee, Chig Okonkwo, Gerald Everett, Michael Mayer, and down there I feel even, you know, it's very dicey, so you know, maybe it only goes to Tyler Higbee, but I get it if you're really picked over. And honestly, Michael Mayer could be end up being the best fantasy play of the bunch if he scores a touchdown. Like, that's what it all comes down to at tight end. But hey, a top 10. I just got chills. The position is getting slightly deeper. And we have to thank Sam Laporta, Dalton Kincaid, Trey McBride. That's a big part of that. If you happen to pick up McBride in the last week or two, Nicely done. I think, you know, it's no coincidence that he puts up that 100-plus yard game with Kyler Murray under center. So we're going to start rolling from here. All right, that's going to wrap it up for today. Tomorrow I'll be back. We'll recap some injury stuff, and then we will dive into wide receiver cornerback matchups for week 11. In the meantime, stop by ftnfantasy.com. Promo code RATPACK for 10% off. You can also follow along with me on Twitter at Jeff Ratcliffe and on Instagram at Jeff Ratcliffe. All right, I'll catch you on the flip side for another edition of the pod. I'm Jeff Ratcliffe, and I'm out.